Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Anderson. Batting third. The left fielder, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fifth. The DH, Leon Roberts. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rod Craig. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Rick Honeycutt. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Dyer reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball towards left. Meyer settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Meyer. Dyer scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Honeycutt fires to first and has Gibson trapped. There's the throw to Anderson who tags Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers one, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Honeycutt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dyer for a passed ball. Anderson moves to second. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht strikes out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner bunts towards first. Box scoops it up and throws to first, with Stein covering, for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 1 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a pop-up towards short. Anderson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 2 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into right field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive towards third. Cox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roberts hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0-for-2 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-2 in the game. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Cox reaches second base with a double. Stein moves to third. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Larry Cox. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stegman hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-3 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parrish scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bocht for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops it up and throws to first, with Honeycutt covering, for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roberts strikes out. One out. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 3 in the game. Craig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Craig moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Craig scores. Stein moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Larry Milbourne pinch runs for Ted Cox. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Stein moves to third. Milbourne moves to second. Tom Pachyorek pinch runs for Bob Stinson. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 4 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stein scores. Milbourne scores. Pachyorek moves to third. Simpson moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Mariners, 3. Jim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson is walked intentionally. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Pachyorek scores. Simpson moves to third. Anderson moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Mariners, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.